So we found this this neighborhood festival coming up, not this weekend, but next weekend. In fact, it typically happens the Saturday after Labor Day. And it's over in the Sunnyside neighborhood at 44th, 43rd, and Shoshone. Our guest, Aaron Shoemaker, welcome to KUVO.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me today.
President of the board of the event that's been going for how long?
20 years is what we're saying. 20-ish. It's a little rough since it started with neighbors in a backyard and then moved to the park. But we know it's at least 20 years.
Did it really? It started with neighbors in a backyard and just, this is too good. We got to do it more.
Exactly. They wanted to bring together their neighbors. That is the mission of the festival. Is just like, let's bring friends. Let's know our neighbors. Let's get everyone together. Let's get some bluegrass bands and some beer. And from there, it grew. More neighbors wanted to come, and they wanted to bring more people together, so they had to move over to the park.
It's not a big park.
No, it's not a big park, but it's the perfect size for our fest.
Yeah, and the festival has, there are a lot of things happening below the water, like a duck. You know, it's smooth on top, but there's a lot going on. But you haven't tried to really blow it up and blow it out and push to the corners. It's manageable in there.
Yeah, it's true. There's a volunteer board of 11 of us that are working year-round to put on the festival. A bunch of neighbors and people that are just passionate about bringing community together and celebrating local music. And we don't want it to be Bonnaroo, but we do want to celebrate, you know, North Denver and music, yeah. And, you know, bring people together who want to meet each other and mingle and be in the park and see great music.
Oh, man. Is it like a strong flow throughout the day, like people trickling in or?
It is. Yeah. I mean, there's people that come and stay all day, put a blanket down in the park, and there's people that come for the band they want to see or go walk through the artisan vendor area and, you know, hang out for a bit and go. So it's kind of a free flowing festival.
It happens on the Saturday after Labor Day, and it's been on again, off again. I mean, we had to get through a rough couple of years for festivals and outdoor events.
Yeah, so in 2020, we embraced the challenge, and we called it Fest in Your Nest. We got pedicabs, and we put bands in pedicabs and had them roll up and down the streets in the neighborhood.
Man.
And we told the neighbors to come outside and so people could social distance and still see music.
Wow, I saw that and I thought like a Zoom thing. No, but y'all are like a parading through the streets.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. Aaron Shoemaker from the Sunnyside Music Festival happening the Saturday after Labor Day at 43rd and Shoshone. In the Sunnyside neighborhood, which is just one of Denver's great, really active together neighborhoods. LaRaza Park was just last weekend.
Absolutely.
And then a couple more weeks, we got yours. So there's a great series of things going on to keep neighbors connected.
Absolutely. I think that's the passion of the fest. And it's a great thing to see in the neighborhood is that we want to have neighbors come together and talk and remember that we're all just, you know, people living in the same community. We want to celebrate the local businesses in our area that are working hard. Great food, great shops, all of that kind of stuff.
As it's gotten bigger, though, you've started to give back to the community. Can you talk about the work you're doing with the young musicians?
Yeah, that's been really exciting for us as we have grown you know, been able to get a little bit more financially stable. We have a grants program, and when we do have those excess funds and when we can reach that goal, we are giving money to the local school programs and nonprofits that are supporting arts. So we've given money to Beach Court Elementary's mariachi program and to Skinner Middle School's choir program and North High School's theater program for costumes. And so it's been really cool.
The website is sunnysidemusicfest.org. Aaron Shoemaker's our guest. You got the food lined up, right?
Absolutely. We've got a ton of food trucks. We've got boba tea and Ethiopian food and all this stuff.
Yes.
Okay. You've got the artisans.
Absolutely. We have 43 artisan vendors selling all the things, food and jewelry and all kinds of fun stuff.
Yep. And you got the music.
Absolutely. We've got a great lineup of band. Our headliner this year, we're really excited about, is an all-star Colorado blues review. The Delta Sonics will be kind of leading the group. And then we've got Erica Brown, which I think this is her fourth or fifth time at the festival. We've got Ken Sadak. We've got Lionel Young. And
she has all this memorized.
Jack Hadley.
Jack Hadley, the last one.
Okay. Yes. And so they're all going to collaborate and put on a killer closeout to the day.
Whoa. So you get there. Yoga starts at 11. You stretch it all out.
Absolutely.
And then you dance it out until 7:30 at night.
Absolutely.
When the band closes. That's going to be fun.
Absolutely.
It's open to the public. It's in a park. What's the name of the park?
Chaffee Park.
Chaffee Park, right there at 43rd and Shoshone. There's no gates. There's no fences. There's just families and friends and neighborhood neighbors doing their thing.
Absolutely. And one thing I want to also add that we didn't mention is we have an awesome kids area. And the kids area is sponsored by a design group. They will have a climbing wall. We have the bookmobile. We have arts and crafts. We've got, you know, games, all kinds of stuff. And all of that stuff is open to the community.
Yeah, yeah. Erin Shoemaker, I really sense just in your spirit, in your vibe, it's really just cool to get the people together. And this is one of those things that I think other neighborhoods could do. If we get daunted by, oh, is the park big enough? You got a small park, you got a bunch of neighbors who started in a backyard.
Yeah.
I think it's kind of a model. I'd love to put you in a case study book or something. You can do it too.
You can do it too. We'd always love to mentor groups. It just takes a bunch of passionate people, people that are excited. And, you know, I've gotten to make awesome friends through this and learn a bunch. So I encourage any neighborhood to take it on.
Hey, check them out. SunnysideMusicFest.org. It's happening the Saturday after Labor Day.
That's right. Saturday, September 9th.
43rd in Shoshone. It's right there in the Sunnyside neighborhood. Thank you, Erin. Awesome.
Thank you so much. It takes support from you guys to make it happen. So thanks.
Let's go to one of those warm home type things. Found a record by violinist Regina Carter from the album Welcome to Swing States. You never heard a version of Home on the Range like this. Regina Carter on KUVO.